哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to everyone。
啊，下午我们讲一个题目是重建最重要的关系。
This afternoon we're going to mutual encourage the topic of reset the most important relationship。
我们知道，我们一辈子当中会要跟很多人有很多不同的关系。
As we know, in our entire lifetime, we have many relationship with many people。
跟朋友。
With our friends,
跟兄弟姐妹
，with our siblings，
或者跟我们的亲密的啊所婚姻的对象
，or our spouse who is our most intimate person，
或者是跟我们的老板
，or with our bosses，
啊，所以很多的关系都很重要。
There are many relationships that are important to us，
甚至有一种关系是我们看不见，却是更重要的。
But there is a relationship that is that is most important to us and that's invisible。
这个就是我们跟神的关系。
This is a relationship between us and God。
因为神是看不见。
Because God is invisible。
所以往往我们就忽略那个看不见的。
Therefore, we always neglect things that we can see。
但是我们跟神的关系，往往决定我们跟其他人的关系。
However, our relationship with God always determine our relationships with others。
那任何一个关系都会出现裂痕，甚至问题。
Any kind of relationship, sometimes the problems occur and there are gaps.
那如果是机器坏了，要重新设定比较容易。
If a machine is broken, then it's easy for us to get it repaired.
我们知道一些电脑啊、手机里面都有一个 system 里面都可以就 reset 啊，可以按一下，那就重新来了，就变新的了。
As we know in our cell phone or any kind of machine, there's a reset button.
可以把旧的都 erase 掉啊。
And we can erase old things. And when we reset, we erase all the old things.
但是关系破裂了，要重新设定、重新建立就没有那么简单。
However, it's not easy to reset or rebuild a broken relationship.
因为人啊，都很难，真的是可以从心中啊 erase 啊删掉那些过去的痛苦。还有一些伤痛。
Because as a man, it's very difficult for us to erase old pains and hurts.
啊，不像电脑一样那么简单啊。
Unlike a computer that's so simple.
啊，那我们跟神的关系如果出了裂痕呢
？What if we have a broken relationship with God?
又怎么样来重建
？How are we going to rebuild it?
啊，那这是耶利米书里面有一段很重要的道理。
There's a very important passage in the book of Jeremiah.
哦，我们看耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
耶利米三十一，三十一。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
很好记啊，三一三一啊。
It's very easy to remember because it's 31, 31.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三，耶和华说：日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。三十二节。不像我拉他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。啊，这段很重要。
These two verses are important to us.
这是一个先知的预言。
These are the prophecies of the prophets.
就是一个旧约里面最重要的预言。
It's a very important or the utmost important prophecy in the Old Testament.
神说了，我要与我的选民啊，以当时来说就是以色列家跟犹大家，另立一个新约。
The Lord said that He wanted to establish a new covenant with the house of Israel. At that time, it was the Israelites.
为什么要另外立一个新约呢？
Why did God want to make a new covenant with His people?
我们圣经哦，你打开我们的圣经啊，有所谓的旧约，然后又有新约。
When you open the Bible, there is the New Old Testament, and there is also the New Testament.
那到底旧约是什么
？What is the Old Testament?
好，那我到底新约为什么要立一个新约
？And why did God want to make a new covenant?
简单来说的，就是。旧的约被破坏了。
To put it in a simple term, the old covenant was broken.
人与神之间旧的那个婚姻的约啊，那个爱情的约啊，被破坏掉。
The covenant in marriage between God and man was broken.
这里形容人跟神的关系其实是很亲密的。
Here it describes that man actually has a very intimate relationship with God.
当然，圣经用很多东西形容人跟神的关系。
And of course, the Bible used manydifferent metaphors to describe the relationship between God and man.
譬如说王啊跟他的子民。
For example, the king and his subjects.
爸爸跟儿子。
Father and son.
主人跟仆人。
Master and servant.
这个我们都很熟悉、啊。
And we all are familiar with this.
但其实人跟神之间有一个最重要的关系的比喻。
However, there's most important metaphor between God and man.
就是丈夫跟妻子。
That is between a husband and a wife.
所以神自己讲呢，32节啊。
And God said in verse 32.
神说我做他们的丈夫啊。
I am their husband.
但是他们却背了我的约。
However, they had rebelled against me and broken my covenant.
原来人跟神的关系啊是非常亲密，就好像夫妻一样的关系。
In fact, the relationship between God and man was very close, intimately, like a husband and a wife.
这个不是肉体上的、地上的婚姻，是属灵的一种婚姻呢、啊。
And this is not a physical marriage, rather it's a spiritual marriage.
好，那到底这个婚姻是怎么样破裂的？
How did this covenant get broken?
好，那我们来看看神怎么样以前跟以色列人立了这个婚姻的约。
And how did God establish this covenant with the Israelites in the past?
这是旧约了。
That's the Old Testament.
好，我们看出埃及记的第19章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
19章的第5节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 5.
出埃及记19章的第5节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
大声读啊。
Let's read this aloud.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第6节。
6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。在这一段里面呢，神就开始要跟以色列人立约了。
In these two verses, God wanted to make a covenant with the Israelites.
这个约的部分呢，有很重要的。
There are important parts of this covenant.
他说的，我跟你立这个约的好处呢，就是说你会属于我。
And God said that when I make this covenant with you, you will belong to me.
什么叫属于我为子民呢
？What does it mean belong to me？
你是我的。
A nation that belongs to me, you belong to me.
我们看人与人之间的关系哦，只有一种关系是你属于我，我属于你。
If you see the relationship between men, there's only one relationship that belong to each other.
就是婚姻。
That is marriage.
朋友，你不会说你是我的，你不可以跟别人做朋友。
And you can say to your friend,
对不对？
You can say to your friend that you are mine. You cannot be the friend to others.
我跟你做朋友，我也可以跟他做朋友啊。
I'm your friend, and I'm also this other person's friend.
你不可以 jealous 啊，你不可以嫉妒说，哎呦，你又跟我做朋友，又跟他做朋友，怎么可以？
You cannot be jealous of friendship.
因为我不是属于你的。
Because your friend does not belong to you.
但是在婚姻的爱情里面，就有这种专属性。
But in love and in marriage, there is this only belonging.
我跟你结婚，我爱你，我就不可以去爱别人啊。
I am married to you, I belong to you, and I cannot go love anyone else.
我是属于你的。
Because I belong to you.
神也是这样跟当时的选民讲。
God also told the people, his people at, in the olden times.
听好啊，我们立这个约下去啊，你是我的。
Listen, after we make this covenant, you belong to me.
你不可以去拜别的神哦。
You can go worship any other gods.
那我也是属于你的。
And I belong to you as well.
你需要什么，我全部给你。
I will give you whatever you need.
那还有呢，你要成为我的祭司的国度。
You will also become the kingdom of priests.
要成为圣洁的国民。
And you will also become a holy nation.
就是你这种人跟我立了约之后呢，虽然你以前是一文不值，但是现在跟我立约这个约之后呢，你就是全世界最特别、最宝贵、唯一一个跟神立约的民族。
In the past, although you were not worthy, but now that I have established this covenant with you, you are the most precious and most unique nation.
你可以代表我的。
In the world, because you can represent me.
你有我的特性。
You have my unique characteristics.
你完全属于我。
And you belong to me.
哇，这个很宝贵耶。
And this is very precious.
就有点像一个平民跟王子结了婚了，马上就变贵族了，对不对？
It's just like a commoner who marries a prince, then she becomes a noble.
本来是不可以跟王子结婚的，不配的。
Initially, she is not worthy to marry to a prince.
因为你身份差太远了。
Because there's a huge gap in status.
但是人家不介意你。
But the prince doesn't mind.
就是选到你。
And the prince chooses you.
哇，虽然你身份比他低很多。
Although you have a much lower status than his.
哇，甚至你是个平民，甚至你是个罪犯。
You are a commoner and you are a criminal.
但是就是爱人家这个王子就是爱你。
However, this prince loves you.
但是呢，立这个约之前啊，你要先讲好。
However, there's a condition before this covenant is made.
神说了，你要听从我的话，第五节要遵守我的约。
And God said that you obey me fully and keep my covenant.
不单只是立约的时候要听话，立完约之后也要听话。
Not only when the covenant is made, even after the covenant is made, you have to obey me.
这个也是在婚姻当中我们常常会提到的。
This is also that, something that we always mention in marriage.
婚礼是一天的事，其实办得隆不隆重不是怎么重要。
Wedding is a one day event and it's not important how grand or not grand that is.
最重要的是两夫妻结了婚之后有没有按着神的道理去生活。
The most important thing is that after marriage, while the couple live according to rules of God.
有没有钱也不重要。
Whether they have money or not is not that important.
有没有自己的房子也不重要。
It's not important whether they have their own home.
甚至两个人是不是都很有教育水平也不是很重要。
Or if both of them are highly educated, that's not important as well.
只要两个人好好守道理，那他们的婚姻就会美满。
As long as they both obey the laws of the Lord, the wedding will be, the marriage will be blessed.
所以啊，这里耶利米是说，神想起了以前我拉你们的祖宗的手，领他们出埃及的时候立这个约。
And Prophet Jeremiah said that in the past, he took the hands out of the Israelite ancestors of Egypt and established this covenant.
就是讲出埃及第十九章的那个约啊。
That's the covenant in Exodus chapter 19.
但是呢，立了这个约之后。
However, after this covenant was made,
就好像我们每一个人很多人的婚姻都一样的。
Just like many people's marriage.
啊，理想跟现实有时候差很远。
Reality is very different than the ideals.
结婚之前都是想理想的。
Before marriage happens, we all think about the ideals.
结了婚之后，哇，原来会遇到那么多的问题。
However, after our marriage,We encounter many problems.
而这个问题也不是神出了问题。
These problems are not because of God is having a problem.
是以色列人啊，他们自己出了问题。
It's because of Israel's, the problems are theirs.
我们看耶利米书的第三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节下半句。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这里神说我的妻子啊，我的选民以色列人背了我的约。
The latter half of the verse, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, God stated that the Israelites had broken their covenant with him.
我们知道在任何一个合约里面呢，只要有一方不遵守合约的话。
We know in every contract, if one side has broken the contract.
啊，那这个合约就没有效了。
And this contract then is nullified.
比如说买卖的合约，一方不交定金，或者一方不按这个程序来完成交易的话，那这个合约就被破坏掉了。
For example, in a trade, if one does not carry out the terms that's listed in the contract, or did not pay, then this contract is nullified.
比如说你没有按着合约给我钱，那我就不需要把货给你了，对不对？
If you do not provide me with the goods as stated in the contract, then I don't need to give you, I don't need to pay you.
神说我要百姓以色列人做的，你属于我，我属于你，但是你不可以去拜别的神。
God told the Israelites that I belong to you, you belong to me.You cannot worship other gods.
你对神有一种忠诚的态度啊。
You have to be loyal to God.
但是百姓就背了约了。
However, the Israelites had broken their covenant.
答应神的没有做。
They promised God and yet they did not carry out.
啊，所以这个约呢就破坏了。
So this covenant was broken.
这个信用就破坏了。
And this trust was broken.
其实我们人很软弱。
In fact,Man is very weak.
我们有时候知道要该做的事。
And we know there are things that we must do.
但是我们也没有做。
But we don't do it.
有时候知道这个不可以做的。
And we also know things that we must not do.
但是就抵挡不住 这种引诱。
And yet we cannot resist the temptation.
或者是压力。
Or pressure.
当时以色列百姓，哇，他们进到迦南地了，看到那么多神啊，要可以帮助他们天气的、农业的啦、生育的啦、打仗的啦，每一个神管一样东西。
The Israelites, when they enter the land of Canaan, they saw so many gods. One that can help them in farming, one can help them in weather, and one can help them in businesses.
他们就不拜耶和华了。
So then they refuse to worship the true God.
不拜独一真神啊。
And they don't no longer worship the one and only God.
想生孩子就拜生孩子的神。
And if they want to have children, they go worship the fertility god.
想得到丰收农产品就拜农业之神。
And when they want to have a good harvest, then they will worship a different god.
想打仗打赢就打拜这个战争之神。
And when they want to go to war and have a victory, they go worship this god of war.
所以他们把他们属灵的丈夫离弃掉了，就是独一真神，他们离弃掉了。
Deserted their spiritual husband, they deserted God.
这个有时候我们想一想哦，我们有时候会不会在做一样的事？
Let's think, sometimes don't we do the same thing?
我们明明知道天上有独一真神，他是我们生命当中最重要的。
And we know there's a one and only true God in heaven, he's the most important person in our lives.
但是我们有时候也常要成功啊。
But, we always want success.
也许我们不会真的是拿一个偶像来拜。
Perhaps we will not.Take a statue or an image to worship.
但是我们心里面很想要某一些东西。
However, our heart really desires something.
为了要得到这个东西，我们付出一切。
In order to achieve this, we pay out everything.
把它看得超过神那么重要。
We see it as equal to God or more important than God.
好了，我们知道在每一个约里面呢。
And I know, and we know that in every covenant.
如果这个关系被破裂掉了。
If the relationship is broken.
受伤的那一方啊，就是被损伤的那一方啊，是很伤心的。
The one who lost, is very hurt.
所以其实神这里是很伤心。
And therefore God is very hurt.
所以为什么神伤心呢？
Why?
因为这个合约、这个婚约被破坏掉了。
Why is God hurt? Because, the covenant of marriage.
好了，那讲到这里，正常人来说了，哦，你伤我，我就伤你。
As a normal person, we will say, I will repay you for what you do to me.
你不理我，我就不理你。
If you ignore me, I will ignore you.
或者是你做错事，我就不再接纳你。
If you do something wrong, I will no longer accept you.
这是正常人的反应。
And this is a normal person's reaction.
但是呢，我们再来讲怎么样重建关系。
But we are going to talk about how to rebuild this relationship.
重建关系一定有一方愿意拿出这种爱跟接纳。
To build a relationship, one party will take out this love and acceptance attitude.
一定有一方先要做出牺牲。
There will be a party that will, is willing to sacrifice.
往往这一方不是那个做错事那一方。
Always this party
先他踏出这一步。
Is not the one who has broken the covenant.
你看这里百姓都还没有悔改啊。
The Israelites has not yet repented.
但是神呢说，我要跟你们重新建立关系。
However, God says here that I will make a new covenant with you.
如果这里有一个 relationship reset button 啊，这是关系按下去就重建了，神就要按下去了。
If there's a relationship button that we can that can be reset, and God will press that button.
很奇怪，对不对？这里百姓都还没有悔改，但是神就说，我要跟你们重新立约。
Isn't it strange that the people had not shown repentance yet, and God wanted to make a new covenant with them.
神的爱真的很大。
And God's love is great.
百姓都还没有要悔改啊，神都已经准备好了。
The Israelites didn't even want to repent yet.
给他们开一条出路了。
God has opened a way for them.
神的爱有时候在想啊，真的超乎我们想象。
And God's love is really beyond our understanding.
人呢不可能接纳的，不可能这样子做呢。
A man will not do this. It's impossible for a man to reset first.
但是神已经准备好了。
However, God has already prepared.
要跟我所爱的以色列家要另立一个新约。
I want to make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the people I love.
因为旧的已经破坏掉了。
Because the old covenant was broken.
我们三十三节。
Verse 33。
三十三节一起读。
Let's read together.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约。乃是这样， 我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。我要做他们的神，他要做我们的子民。啊，这里又在讲了，我跟以色列家所立的约是这样。
Here it states again the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
31节说要另立新约。
It says that I will make a new covenant.
啊，33节说这个约是怎么样的。
33 states what the covenant is like.
神踏出这一步，先说我们再来一次吧。
God takes the first step, God initiates this.
给你多一次机会。
I'll give you another chance.
啊，这个世界当中哦，不常有 second chance。
In this world, we seldom have a second chance.
有时候你破坏了就破坏了。
Sometimes when we break something, we break it.
你不可能说undo, 把它重新回到以前没有这个状态。
We cannot undo it or we cannot return to the original state.
说你东西破了，这个镜子破了，你怎么可以把它连在一起？
When the mirror is broken, we can no longer piece it together.
对，很难啊。
It's very difficult.
因为人的爱很有限。
Because man's love is very limited.
我们早上讲了，其实人爱的不是别人，人爱的是自己。
This morning we talk aboutWhen a man loves, he only loves himself, not others.
我们都是自私的。
We are all very selfish.
我们都是爱的都是短暂的。
Our love is very temporary and short.
我们的爱都是有条件的。
Our love, is conditional.
所以难怪有一点点裂痕，有一点点问题的时候，我们就不要了，我们就丢了。
So when there is a slight flaw, we no longer want it, we'll discard it.
但是神不一样。
But God is different.
神真的很爱我们。
God truly loves us.
在我们都还没有准备要回来之前。
Before we even prepare to come back.
神说我要跟你们再立一个新约。
I will make a new covenant with you.
哇，他读这的时候真的是很感动。
And when we read this, we should be greatly touched.
还神知道我们的需要。
And God knows our needs.
因为他知道怎么样才可以解决这个问题。
He knows how to resolve the problems.
为什么以色列人会背约呢？
Why did the Israelites break the covenant?
其实以色列人就是人类的缩影。
In fact, the Israelites are the reflection of mankind.
不是只有以色列人会背约啊。
It's not that they broke the covenant.
只有你是人，你就会背约啊。
As long as you are a man, you will break a covenant.
第一个背约的是谁？
Who was the first one who broke the covenant?
我们看《何西阿书》第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, 26.
Chapter 6.
Oh, chapter 6.
何西阿第六章。
Hosea, chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
何西阿六章七节。
Hosea, chapter 6, verse 7.
一二三，他们却如亚当被约，在境内向我行事诡诈。这里先知把整个以色列民族比喻成为亚当悖约。
Here the prophet describes the Israelite people as Adam. They broke the covenant.
亚当都是神造的第一个人啊。
Adam was the man, was the first man created by God.
他抵不住引诱。
He could not resist the temptation.
蛇给他迷惑了。
The serpent tempted him.
其实是迷惑了他的太太。
In fact, the serpent tempted his wife.
其实迷惑太太就等于迷惑丈夫。
And when the serpent tempted the wife, it equated to tempted Adam.
因为太太很重要。
Because wife is important.
太太会影响丈夫。
Wife will affect the husband.
迷惑太太就等于搞定丈夫了。
Tempted the wife means that the serpent had already tempted the husband.
答应神的事情没有做。
They did not carry out the promise they had with God.
所以叫背约了。
And this was like broken the covenant.
所以我们不要笑亚当，也不要说笑以色列人。
Let's not laugh at Adam or the Israelites.
我们人都有亚当的本性，都有背约的本性。
We all have this trait of breaking the covenant like Adam.
因为我们心中有罪。
Because we have sin in our hearts.
如果你还没有背约，不是你不想背约，而是你还没有碰到可以让你背约的这个环境而已。
If you have never broken a covenant before, it's not because it's because that you have not encountered a circumstance that will make you do that.
每个人都有可能背约的。
Everyone has the potential to break a covenant.
因为这个罪啊，在人的心里。
Because this sin resides in us.
所以以色列百姓有这个约，但是守不住啊。
The Israelites had this covenant, but they could not keep it.
旧约时候没有律法吗？有啊，有律法千条啊，但是能做得到吗？
Was there no law in the Old Testament? Yes, there were.
有啊。 有人教律法，但是做得到吗？
They were laws, but they couldn't carry the laws out.
没做不到。
They could not.
因为人太软弱了。
Because man is too weak.
因为罪的问题没有被直接解决。
The problem of sin was not resolved.
罪没有解决，神的话就进不了心里。
When the problem of sin has not been resolved, then the word of God will not enter into our hearts.
神的话没有进到心里面啊，这个表面在念哦，每天念律法，但是没有用了。
When God's heart do not enter our hearts, it doesn't matter if we recite the laws every day.
好，所以现在神要再一次跟他们立约。
Now God wants to reestablish the covenant.
这一次是最重要的，也是真的，也是有效的。
And this is very important and effective.
好，我们来看回来耶利米三十一章的三十三节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33.
三十三节。
33.
下半句这里说，乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
The latter half says, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
好了，那这一次我们比较一下旧约跟新约有什么不一样。
Now we're going to compare the differences between the Old and the New Testaments.
旧约是写在哪里？
Where was it written in the Old Testament?
如果我们看出埃及记，
If we read the book of Exodus,
出埃及记第二十章
Exodus chapter 20.
这里就神就十九章开始神就跟百姓立约了。
From chapter 19, God make covenant with the people.
那一直一直写啊，写到这个整本出埃及记都是立约的这个内容啊。
From chapter 19 till the end of Exodus, the content talk about the laws and covenants.
那这些立约的内容呢，写在哪里啊？
Where were the contents written?
当然在西乃山上面所立的约最重要的就是法版了，这写在石板上。
And of course, the most important covenant was written on Mount Sinai on stone tablets.
我们看出埃及记24章。
Let's read Exodus chapter
24, 12节,
verse
12. 24章12节,
chapter 24, verse 12.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read this together.
一二三，耶和华对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在这里。我要将石板，并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教导百姓。”旧约是写在哪里的？
Where were the laws and covenant written in the Old Testament.
首先是石板。
It was written on the tablets of stone.
Tablet 啊，不是 iPad 啊。
It's not the iPad.
你听今天听到 tablet 说iPad 啊。
Today when we hear about tablets, we link it to iPads.
那时候还没有 iPad， 但是有 tablet。
There wasn't any iPad at that time, but they were tablets.
神也很先进了，神也用平板。
God was very advanced, and He was also using tablets.
神的平板就是平板，这石头的平板。
And that was was a tablet of stone.
圣经说，神自己写在两块平板上面。
And the Bible mentioned that God inscribed this on the two tablets of stone.
一边五条诫命，另外一边五条诫命，加起来十条。
Each side of the tablet had five commandments, and all of them added together, there are ten.
但是不是只有十条诫命？
But not only ten commandments.
这里还有写所有的律法。诫命、律例、典章，神还写给摩西。
There are also law and commands that God had given to Moses.
但是整体来说呢，是以石板做一个代表，因为以前没纸嘛。
In the past, there was no paper.
顶多是用羊皮啦、牛皮啊。
Or they used the skin of the sheep or the cattle.
那十条诫命以前是写在石板上。
So the Ten Commandments were written on the two tablets of stone.
为什么写在石板呢？
And why were they carved on the tablets of stone.
十诫写在石板代表是擦不掉的。
The Ten Commandments written on the tablets of stone meant that they could not be erased.
不可以改的。
They could not be changed.
写在石板上。
They were written on the tablets of stone.
虽然写在石板上，但是对百姓有没有太大的帮助？
Although they were written on the tablets of stone, how much help did it really give the people?
没有用啊。
It was useless.
因为没有写在心里。
Because they were not written on their hearts.
我记得我小时候在小学的时候，在香港。
I remember when I was in primary school in Hong Kong.
那是老师罚学生的其中一个方法，就是要罚抄啊，罚抄啊。
Punishment that the teacher would give the student is to make them copy.
我相信加拿大好像没有这个学校，应该没有这个罚这个东西。
I believe it does not the teachers in Canada do not do this.
我们学校那个手册里面有12条生活守则。
And in our student handbook, there are 12 rules for the students.
包括我要上课要准时啊，要有礼貌啊，要交功课啊，要怎么样，要整洁啊。
Including,
我记得12条，比实际还多。
There are 12 rules for the students.
好长。又长
and they are very long, more than the Ten Commandments.
我读那个不是什么名校了，不是什么哇那种 top school 那种蛮烂的，蛮普通的那种学校，都有十二条诫命。
I was in a common primary school. And they had 12 rules for the students.
那我又常不听话，捣蛋。
And I was very naughty, and I did not listen.
其实我都不觉得我有在捣蛋，但是每次被抓到。
I didn't feel that I was naughty, but I was always picked on.
什么在走廊也不能跑步，要走的，我都跑了又被抓了。
And on the corridor, you can run. You can only walk.
抓了，那个训导主任很凶。
So,
杨志豪又是你啊。
I was
昨天才被抓完。
I was always being brought in. I was always in trouble, and they always told me that it was you again.
好，今天罚写生活守则十次。
And today you are going to copy the student rules 10 times.
哇，我说写十次有12条，这十次120条。
And I thought to myself, man, I have to write 10 times, so there are 12 rules. It means that 120 lines.
我们最怕写字啊。
We were really afraid to write.
但是又被罚了，不写也不行。
But we were punished, and we couldn't avoid writing.
那有两个办法。
And there were 2 methods.
第一个方法呢，可以是买。
One is that I can go buy.
有些同学哦，要赚钱，要赚外快的，他们没有被罚的，先抄起来。
Because they want to make some money, although they were not punished, but they would write these rules.
当然这个是黑市哦，黑市 black market.
And of course, this was the black market.
我就说我要被罚了，烦死了！你有没有罚十次的那个？他说有，得10块钱。
And I ask him, I'm being punished. Have you written any rules yet?
那么贵。
And then the student said yes.
搞错啊。
But it will cost you $10. And I said, how come it's so expensive?
好了，5块了。
And I'll give you 5.
好了，我5块就5块了。
And the student will say, okay, I'll give you for 5.
我就把那些零用钱存起来，就跟他买。
Then that's how I save my pocket money to buy those lines written by my
有时候老师也很惊哦，你怎么那么快就交上来？这个不是你写的，那个字那么漂亮。
However, the teachers were also very smart, and he was said to me, "Well, how this is not what you have written because the handwritings are very nice."
好了，那怎么办呢？自己写了，
so,
硬着头皮。
So what could I do? I had to write.
一边写一边骂。
So I was writing and then and I was like mad and scolding at the same time.
拿一支笔啊，写得太慢了。有时候两支笔用那个绑起来，一支抄两个字这样。
So using one pen was too slow. So I buy the pens with rubber bands, and it's faster.
哇，在这个那几年当中，我抄了几百遍。
Within those few years, I wrote hundreds of times.
但是我都没有变乖。
But I didn't become any better.
没有变成说哦，很会听老师话。
I didn't become a child who was very obedient to the teachers.
没有说走路都很安静啊。
I wasn't very quiet when I walk.
那个就是写在纸上是没有什么用的。
And because it was useless, I wrote them on paper.
对不对？写在纸板上，写得很清楚啊，但是百姓就不想去遵守啊。
Is it not? Even God's commandments were written on the two tablets of stones, very clear, but the Israel still refused to obey.
因为你的心根本就不在上边。
Because your hearts are not there.
那我以前抄了几百遍，我都背不出来，现在还不会背。
And in the past, I had written hundreds of times, and I still couldn't remember what those rules were.
我只知道那个东西很烦。
I only knew that was such a nuisance.
但是对我来说一点影响力都没有。
But to me, it has no impact.
虽然我抄过几百次。
Although I had written hundreds of times.
但以前旧约就是这样啊。
That was the Old Testament.
律法是写得很好。
The commandments were written well.
但是我的罪性没有改。
But my sinful nature did not change.
我也没有要把神的话放在心里。
I did not want to put the words of God in my heart.
你讲你的。
You say yours.
我做我的。
I'll do my way.
这个就是做旧约时候的这种状态。
And this was the circumstance in the Old Testament old times.
神这一次要跟我们 reset button， 要重新重置我们跟他的关系。
And now God wants to reset the button and rebuild the relationship.
这一次不是写在石板上了。
And this time it was not written on the tablets of stones.
要写在哪里呢？
Where are they written?
我们看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
三章的第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多后书三章三节。
Oh, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
三章的第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
一起读。
Let's read this
三章三节，一二三。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。新约不是写在石板上。
The New Testament is not written on the tablets of stone.
也不是用墨水写的。
And it's not written with ink.
用什么来写呢？
What is it?Written in.
这里保罗说啊，是用神的灵来写的。
Paul says here that it's written with the spirit of the living God.
人的一些字句，不可以，不可以，不可以，什么不可以？那些一大堆律法上几百条。
Man's words can't, hundreds of laws.
你没有神的灵帮助你，你做不出来。
It's without the spirit of the living God to help you, you won't be able to carry this out.
因为字句是叫人家死的。
Because the word, is dead.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
一二三，他叫我们能承担这新约的知识，不是凭着字句，而是凭着灵，经意就是灵啊。因为字句是叫人死的，经意原文做圣灵啊，是叫人活。原来啊，字句啊，规条啊，很多啊，但是你做不到，做不到就是死了。
The words, the rules, there are many. If you can't carry them out.They are all dead.
啊，但是呢，灵是叫人家活的。
But the spirit gives life.
所以新约神是用灵，他的灵来写下这些神的话语。
So in the New Testament, the words of God are written by God's spirit.
那神的灵直接感动我们。
God's spirit moves us.
感动我们想要亲近神，想要被神的爱所引领。
Moves us so that we are attracted to Him and want to be guided by His Spirit.
旧约跟新约一个最大的不同是什么？
So that's the biggest difference between the Old and the New Testament.
旧约就是很多规条，叫你不可以做，吓坏你，要你不你犯罪，你就被刑罚。
The Old Testament has many rules and laws, and you can't do this, you can't do that. If you do this, you will be punished.
就好像我在小学的时候，整天被抓，要抄那个生活守则，抄了几百遍。
Just like when I was in primary school, I was always punished and I had to write out the rules of the students hundreds of times.
没有改变过。
But I've never changed.
越抄越皮。
And the more I wrote, the more I got fed up of it.
有些小孩子啊，越打他，越罚他，他就越皮。
Some children, the more you hit them, the more you punish them, the moreNaughtier they become.
对不对？打到最后啊，那个皮都厚掉了。
And in the end, you will cause calluses on their hands.
小时候我就是这样啊，就被打，打到最后就都不太痛了。来呀、啊、来呀、啊。
When I was young,
要被打了，然后又打了。
When I was young, I was hit so many times, and I felt nothing eventually.
不改就是不改。
And I did not want to change.
这个就是旧约的人，也是我们这种人。
Those were the people in the Old Testament just like us today.
但是新约的神要跟我们立一个约。
But today, in the New Testament, God wants to make a new covenant with us.
他是借着主耶稣基督来到世上。
Through Jesus Christ coming into the world.
为我们钉十字架。
Crucified on the cross for our sake.
他没有做错啊，但是他要选择，他要被罚。
He was sinless, but he chose to bear the burden.
应该是我们被钉十字架才对。
We should be the ones who should be crucified.
应该钉我们，然后再跟神立一个约，看神要不要，对不对？
We should be crucified and then make a covenant with God and see if God wants to do that.
神说没有没有，我来钉我。
And God said, "Never mind."
用我的生命。用我的生命，用我的血来感动你们。
Use my life, use my blood to move you.
还把圣灵给我们。
And he even gives us the Holy Spirit.
说回了我自己的例子了，什么时候我改变呢？
When did I change?
12岁的时候得了圣灵。
12 years old, I received the Holy Spirit.
就是小学最后一年。
That was the last year of my primary school.
得了圣灵之后。
After I received the Holy Spirit.
主的灵真的在我里面动工。
God's Spirit really works in me.
我突然间觉得说我不应该在捣蛋，不应该做在学校里面做坏孩子。
All of a sudden, I feel that I shouldn't be naughty in school and should not disrupt the school.
不要这样让父母伤心，不要让老师讨烦恼。
I must not cause trouble for my teachers and heartaches for my parents.
这个神的灵在里面工作很奇妙。
Because the Spirit of God working inside me is very miraculous.
它可以慢慢改我们的个性。
The Holy Spirit can gradually change our character.
所以字句是很重要，但是只有字句你做不到，会叫你死。
Words are very important, but only word it will not be able to help us because it kills.
但是灵是叫人活的。
But the Spirit gives us life.
所以这里就告诉我们，为什么新约的时代跟旧约时代不一样。
That tells us the differences between the Old and the New Testament.
看回来三十一章，耶利米三十一章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah 31.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
耶利米三十一章三十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 31, verse 34.
一二三，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说：“你该认识耶和华。”因为他们从小到最大的都比认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。这就是新约的奇妙。
So this is the miraculous way of the New Testament.
你用不用再教导别人
？You no longer need to teach others.
不是说啊，不用去教会，不用听道理，不是这个意思。
It does not mean that you do not need to go to the church or attend the sermons.
最关键是圣灵在教你。
The key point is that the Holy Spirit is teaching you.
你听了道理，但是如果你没有圣灵在里面帮助你，你做不到。
After you hear the word, if you do not have the Holy Spirit in you to help you out, you won't be able to achieve it.
有圣灵帮助你。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
神的话写在心里面。
God's word is written in on your hearts.
让你很喜欢读神的话，很喜欢思考神的话。
You will like to meditate and think of the word of God.
很喜欢照着神的话去做。
You want to follow the word of God to do things.
这个就是新约主耶稣跟我们立的约的奇妙。
This is the new covenant that Jesus make with us.
还有最重要的一句在最后面。
A very important verse, in the last.
我要赦免他们的罪，不再纪念他们的罪恶。
The latter half of the verse, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
你可能说了，旧约不是有献祭吗？
You will say, isn't there offerings sacrifice in the Old Testament?
动物的血不是也是可以吗？
Doesn't the blood of the animals work?
其实动物的血不可能把我们的人的罪除掉。
In fact, the blood of the animals will not be able to remove our sins.
那谁的血可以把我们的罪除掉？
Then whose blood can wash away our sins?
我们看主耶稣怎么跟我们立新约。
Let's see how Jesus has established the new covenant.
哥林多前书第十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
哥林多前书十一章二十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25.
这个就是这个约是怎么写的，用什么来写的
？And what is this new covenant?
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
第二三，饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。”好，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。我们常领圣餐的时候都会读这一段。
When we partake the Holy Communion, we always read this verse.
那请问新约是什么时候立的
？When was the new covenant established?
新约是用主耶稣的血来立的。
It was written using the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣什么时候流血
？When did Jesus shed his blood?
钉十字架的时候。
When he was crucified on the cross.
所以在这里主耶稣就已经预先讲了，因为这个时候 主耶稣设立圣餐的时候讲。
Our Lord Jesus, when He instituted the Holy Communion, He spoke.
原来新约不是用墨水写的。
The new covenant was not written in ink.
是用生命来写的。
It was written in blood.
是主耶稣的生命。
It's Jesus' blood.
主耶稣的血。
It's Jesus' blood, Jesus' life.
有时候想，真的是很不公平哦。
Sometimes we feel it's really not fair.
没做错事的那一方要受那么多的苦，要重新建立一个。很破坏的、很破裂的关系。
The guiltless party who had not held it nothing wrong had to initiate and reset this button.
要把自己的生命倒出来救一批不忠不义不配得救的人。
And he has to pour out his life to save those who are not just to him.
这种事情会有人做吗？
Will anyone do this in the world?
全世界不会有人做这种事。
There will be no one in the world who can do this.
只有神会做。
Only God will.
今天这个约已经跟我们立了。
Today, this covenant has already been set up for us.
你想想看，真的自己很不配。
Let's think, are we worthy?
我们只能够不断的感恩。
We are not worthy, but we must continue to give thanks.
如果有一个已经被立新约的人，又再把这个新约丢了，又离开神。
If a person who is already in the new covenant and again discard God,
我就想不到有什么还可以救他了。
And I don't know if anything else can save him.
希望我们要好好珍惜这个约。
And I hope that everyone will treasure this covenant.
不要让主耶稣再伤心。
That we don't want to make Jesus sad anymore.
因为你这个约你都不要了，那就没有在第三个月可以救你了。
If you do not want this covenant, then there will be no third covenant that can save you. Please sing him.
380首.
380.